This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
How positive humanism enhances emotional intelligence and personal flourishing. Discover how humanistic values support emotional intelligence through a secular worldview, promoting empathy, resilience, and personal flourishing. How humanism shapes emotional intelligence in everyday life. Hey, so I've been thinking a lot about how we understand and manage our emotions these days, especially when it comes to emotional intelligence. You know, that whole idea of being able to recognize our own feelings, empathize with others, and handle social situations smoothly. Well, there's this fascinating angle that often gets overlooked, the role of humanism in all this. Now, humanism isn't just some old philosophical concept, it's actually the backbone of how many people approach emotional intelligence from a positive, secular worldview. When we talk about humanistic values, we're referring to an outlook that puts human welfare, dignity, and potential at the center of everything. It's super relevant today because it's grounded in real-world, evidence-based principles, not religion or superstition. Think about emotional intelligence for a second. It's not just about being nice or getting along. It's about fostering genuine understanding, growth, and connection. And that's where positive humanism comes in. By emphasizing empathy, individual worth, and personal flourishing, applied humanistic philosophy offers a strong framework for managing emotions constructively. For example, rather than just suppressing negative emotions or hiding vulnerabilities, humanism encourages us to embrace our feelings openly, seeing them as meaningful signals about what we care about. This mindset helps us develop greater self-awareness, a key part of emotional intelligence. You become better at noticing why you feel a certain way and what those feelings tell you about your needs and values. On top of that, humanistic values support positive psychology's focus on strengths rather than deficits. Instead of obsessing over what's wrong with us emotionally, this perspective encourages us to cultivate compassion, resilience, and hope. These aren't abstract ideals. They are practical tools that improve how we relate to others and ourselves. And what's really cool? This approach fits perfectly with a secular worldview, which means it's inclusive and accessible to everyone, regardless of religious beliefs. It's about making life better here and now without relying on supernatural explanations. If you're curious to explore this further, I highly recommend checking out the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. It lays out how positive humanism can be a practical guide to personal flourishing and emotional growth. The book offers a straightforward, no-nonsense approach to cultivating emotional intelligence grounded in humanistic and psychological research. So why does this matter to you? Because emotional intelligence powered by humanistic values can make a real difference in your relationships, work, and well-being. It helps you navigate life's ups and downs with a clearer, kinder perspective. You get to become not only more self-aware, but also more tuned in to the people around you. And honestly, it's a more fulfilling and balanced way to live. In summary, applying humanistic philosophy to emotional intelligence means recognizing and valuing your own emotions honestly, developing empathy based on genuine respect and understanding, focusing on strengths and encouragement rather than judgment, building stronger relationships through authentic connection, promoting personal flourishing without relying on external unverifiable beliefs. Embracing a secular worldview infused with humanistic values offers a sustainable path to emotional maturity and well-being. It shows that being emotionally intelligent isn't just a skill, it's a way of living that honors who we are as humans. If you want to learn more about how positive humanism can change the way you think about emotional intelligence, take some time to explore Positive Humanism, A Primer. Learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing today. This is an accessible first step for anyone ready to bring more awareness, compassion, and personal growth into their lives through the lens of humanistic values and applied humanistic philosophy. Thanks for hanging out and letting me share this. I hope it sparks some ideas or helps you see emotional intelligence from a fresh, empowering angle.